Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Coming up on the No Ceilings NBA show, I am going to sit down with one of the most unique prospects in the 2026 NBA draft. That is coming up next. Welcome to the No Ceilings NBA show. And today we have an incredible guest with us, one of the most unique basketball prospects, not just, I feel like, in the last class, but, you know, you could go down the list of drafts. We have Cashy Nat. Cashy, man, pleasure to have you. Thank you for hopping on.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me. Thank you for having me, Core. Yes, sir.
Yes. Man, let's get into it. Tell me, like, when did the hoop dream start?
The hoop dreams, they really started when I was about 5 years old. I used to play in a rec league in Monroe, Louisiana, called Swartz YMCA. And I guess it started from there for real. So, I mean, after that, I was playing basketball there. We had won a championship there. Then I moved to Rayville, Louisiana, where I started playing junior high basketball, because by the time I had left Monroe, Louisiana, I was heading to junior high, and I started playing basketball in the junior high Rayville, Louisiana. And I guess it kept going from there for real, because I guess everybody started, like, me and a friend group I had at the time, we was all playing basketball, and I just always wanted to hoop. And I always had an inch of, like, just being competitive and trying to be a good defensive player, so I always been, like, able to guard people at an early age, and I just always had to be in a position where I could just show myself and just show how good I can be.
Yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, kind of your defense, and we'll get into that, and, you know, we'll talk some specifics. But I mean, for anybody who, like, isn't familiar with your game, how would you, like, describe it yourself?
I would describe my game as a great 3 and D guy who can put the ball in the hoop too. But mainly just do what it takes to win for his team. Obviously picking up the guy's best players and making it tough on them all night. And that's just what I live by, just having the edge and just competing hard every night for my team and having the will to win.
That will to win, is that something that is just, like, you know, since the hoop dream started when you were five, has that just been something that has always been in you, or is that something that maybe developed over time?
No, sir. I mean, I won high school rings at high school. I always been ended up in playoffs and taking and leading my teams to either Elite Eights or Final Fours. So, I mean, I always been able to show my competitiveness, and yeah, I just feel like I just always wanted to win in life and just try to compete and just be the best player out there every night.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that competitiveness obviously shines through on the tape. Now, you know, Rayville, Louisiana, what was the basketball scene like there?
The basketball scene in my hometown, it was crazy, because when I got to my eighth grade year, we was undefeated. We was undefeated in junior high. And when I got to ninth grade, we went 35-0 my ninth grade year. And it was crazy. Like, I don't think I ever seen that like it for real. Like, I was, like, living a crazy dream of high school, because, like, we was really popular in high school. Like, everybody was scared to play us, and they knew if we came to their gym, it was going to be a packed environment. And that was just what we had. That was just the foundation for us at the time. And everybody just always loved us, loved watching us play basketball. And I just fell in love with it even more.
So, I mean, you talk about all these undefeated seasons you had. What did it feel like when you finally lost a game?
It ain't even feel real. I ain't gonna lie, because majority of the games that I lost, it was because we beat ourselves. Probably didn't stick to a game plan, or just probably didn't. Everybody didn't probably play great ball that night. And I mean, them only lessons that you can learn from, for real.
Yeah. So I mean, you have had some basketball journey through college, right? You know, Southern, LSU, Alexandria, Sam Houston. You're committed right now to Oklahoma State, but you're like testing out the NBA draft process. Not a typical path, you know, like it's pretty unique, again, like playing into that. At what point in this journey did you believe or like start thinking like, oh, like this NBA thing is just like real, like I can make it?
I'm not gonna lie, like when I first got, I say it happened this year during it was mid-season. Well, Post had went out and I had went like crazy on the internet. And I guess that was like, I had to really sit back and just think to myself, like, I really just came to this school and I found out how to fit into a role that fitted me. And I really did that. And I just feel like the way I play, it just shows how much I'm willing to and what I'm willing to do to win for the team, and how much I'm bringing to the table for any organization or any place that I go. So I can say that really just like installed in me. And I was just like, but I really got a chance. And once coaches know, was like, I got NBA teams calling up, I was just like, I ain't believe it at first, because I was just like, maybe they just saying that. But then after I got that first workout, it was just like, man, it's real. I was like, I couldn't really believe it. But I mean, I worked hard for it, and I'm just blessed for real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have never been in that position, so I'd imagine it's, you know, kind of a surreal feeling. I want to talk about your defensive identity. You brought it up, you know, a couple of minutes ago, and I think that would be the thing that a lot of people would highlight about your game first. I mean, Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year, NAIA Defensive Player of the Year, like defense central to your identity. Was that like always the case, or is that something that you had to develop over time?
I say it was always the case. In high school, we used to pick up full court, man. Our coach always made us pick up full court, man. We was known for pressing teams, making them having to play against tough coverage all night. And I guess that's what really installed in me. I've been doing it for so long, but I feel like as I got into more better college spaces, I could say that I started really just figuring out how to be able to guard people and how to move fast, move left to right, and just like be able to pick guys' brain who got the ball. So I could say that actually helped me growing up. But I could say now, I just work on it. I just work on doing defensive slides a lot, like doing little stuff that can like just help me better, like read guys, read the way they make moves, and really just like have good instincts on the defense managers, have the will to come up for my team, even if that's not me having the ball in my hand, and just being able to be a pest on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting to see, you know, I feel like it really popped off last year in the playoffs. Like NBA teams are starting to really like focus on guarding 94 feet, and you know, the pace at the NBA is so fast, maybe using that to kind of slow things down and junk up offenses. When you were in high school, were you playing, you know, just straight 100? Were you doing like diamond 1-2-2? What kind of like full court stuff were you doing?
We did full court man presses. It was like it was called 50, but it's like the man who take the ball out, it's a man on the ball, and whoever get the ball, we go trap them, you know, But the NBA is so spaced out that I'm pretty sure you're not finna go trap, because everybody good on the court, whoever you leave, and they get the ball to the man, it could be crazy. So I say I'm just good at probably picking up four and being able to turn a guy 3 to 4 times before he can pass full court, and really just already knock the time off the clock, being able to just stand from my man without fouling and without just doing too much, or just stay solid the whole time for real.
Okay, so like walk me through what you're reading when you are at the point of attack. You know, you get into the half court. What are you looking for in the ball handler to try to, you know, force them into a tough position or generate a steal?
Yes, sir. It depends on like what size they on. If they're on the right side wing or something, I try to keep them over there just so they won't like get to middle to where like they can read and open up spaces for their teammates. So I try to keep guys to one side. But if they come middle, I'm really reading for the ball screens to come and be able to get over the top or under and back to my man as fast as I can. So he won't be able to rescreen and try to like retreat. But I'm really just reading the guys who just want to be reject screens a lot, because I know most of them will reject the screen. If you force them in that way, they'll take it or they'll take the other route. So it's really just me having a good little length of space where I could be able to get over my man, over the screen and back to my man as fast as I can.
Now, you know, obviously, like, you have the motor that, you know, effort is like a huge part of defending just to start, right? If you're not playing hard, like, guys are going to give you buckets. But how much of guarding at a high level comes from not only like being fundamentally sound and playing with motor, but also, you know, understanding the scouting report, watching film, learning guys' tendencies? You know, I was speaking to Cedric Howard a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I think he told me like that was like, you know, one of the biggest things is just learning tendencies from guys because they're so good. So how much of that at the college level is stuff that you did?
I feel like I went over a lot of film with the coaches that was on my that was on staff. We used to watch film and just see what I used to do, because sometimes I probably gamble and I started fixing that, because like I know if I could play solid and not take myself out of the play and just have my team scrambling all over the place, it could be great for our team. So I feel like most guys got a go-to move that they like to go to and use a certain amount of time. And I just try to not do too much and just try to stay on that one side. But as far as watching film, we just always like know how to guard people and know when to gamble, when to take a risk on trying to get a steal, or just don't do it at all, for real. Just be solid. And most times if you be solid, good things will happen.
Yeah. I mean, outside of your on the ball pressure though, like, it feels like you have like an innate sense of like anticipating where to be or where the ball's going off the ball. How do you kind of balance, like you said, like gambling and forcing scrambles if you miss, versus like understanding that, like, oh, I can, you know, I know I can pick this pass off. How do you balance those two things?
I just try to stay in the right spots at the right time, for real. Sometimes it's not about just trying to go gamble for it. Sometimes it's about being able to tag and help the big if he's showing, being able to tag and get back out to my man on the side. Cause I know sometimes guys are good at this level and they'll make their reach to the corner. So I got to tag and get out fast, or I got to watch I got to tag and watch back door. So back up and get to my man to where the back door is not there no more. So I can say just really being patient off ball and just read my man and the man who got the ball, for real, and just try to be in the right spots at the right time.
Yeah. Head on a swivel. Now, like, did you play any other sports growing up? Because, it seemed like, you know, like, you could pick guys off in those positions on those passes like a corner, you know, like.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. I played football growing up. Football was really my main sport at first, but it didn't work out because of COVID. So I took my chances on basketball, and I just stuck with basketball through everything. So basketball rewarded me with this great opportunity to keep showcasing my talent on just playing hard and just being athletic and just try to do everything it takes to win for my team.
Do you think that those skills from the field, anything translates to the court?
Yes, sir. It's all the same, for real. It's just like, it's basically like you guarding people, you backpedaling side and having reads on, just basically like having long arms and length to be able to take up a small space, and really just having more instincts than the other guy has and being able to beat somebody to their spot before they can make a read on you.
Now, I think one of the other areas in which your anticipation shows is your rebounding. You average 8 rebounds a game as a guard, which is pretty outrageous. I mean, is that motor? Is it like, are you just boxing dudes out and like, are you reading where the ball is coming off the rim? What goes into grabbing 8 boards a game, at a guard size?
I just feel like having a want to just go out to the ball and really just, like I keep saying, like do whatever it takes for the team. Because I know most guys that be boxing out are bigs, and I know mostly guards don't like to box out. And they like to turn their back and just watch for the ball, wait for the ball. And I like to high point the ball every time just so I can go get the ball at the highest level. Because if I could be able to do that, then I feel like won't nobody be able to box me out because I'm already jumping up. And I just always, like in football, it relates to football too, going up, catching the pass, and being able to go get at the highest point. I just always have good instincts on reading which way the ball go and just being in the right spot for real.
Yeah, I mean... the numbers don't lie, you're rebounding like a big out there. So, you know, I think that's interesting about guards. Like, you know, shot goes up, they kind of turn their back, right? Just wait for it to come. That leads to opportunities. And your offensive rebound rate was, you know, like over 9%, which is, you know, pretty wild. Now, you know, offensively, right? That might be when you get into these workouts, meetings or whatever, you're talking to executives and teams where, you know, they give you the honest scout. And they say your defense is elite. What are the offensive questions? So when you hear that, what do you think about?
When I hear that, I feel like I'm a good offensive player. I feel like I don't do too much. I feel like if I got a chance to be in this position where I can rip and drive or be able to backdoor or just be able to catch and shoot the ball, I feel like I could do a good job at that. I feel like it comes with a whole lot of patience, not rushing, because basketball is not a rush game. You got to have patience. And I feel like as long as I keep working on having patience and being able to make the right reads, and I feel like I'd be good.
Yeah. Now, you shot the ball well this year. I think you were at like 38%. And the volume was, you know, pretty good. But do you think that there's room for you to get that volume up? Obviously, the NBA, the next level is, you know, a lot of threes, you know, they're very analytical. Is that something you've been focused on during this pre-draft process?
I've been really focused on trying to make shots. Like, to be honest, I've just been focused on trying to hit shots, try to stay the same every shot, relax, and be able to catch and shoot it from whichever spot it is. I feel like me always being ready to catch and shoot the ball, it should even give me a chance for it to go in. Long as I'm under control and shooting it the right way, I feel like that's just what I've been learning from these workouts and just trying to be able to hit shots consistently. So,
yeah, I mean, that, like you said, like raise and rip, you know, you start getting those up, guys got to draw you out. And one of the things you did really, really well this year offensively is get to the free throw line.
That's
so
right.
What goes into that? Because obviously there are elite foul drawers like, you know, Shea and Jalen Brunson and guys like that who are really crafty. And there are guys who are, you know, also just like willing to embrace that physicality and go into bodies. And at the next level, like, you know, there's some big dudes waiting at the rim. So what goes into, you know, your ability to kind of get some freebies and get to the line?
I could say just trying to get to the rim and just jumping to a person or play whoever on the court and being able to go up with the ball. And if they foul you, just play through the foul. If the ref call it, he'll call it. And I just try to keep doing a good job at that. And just every time I get a chance to drive in the right spots, not just being wild or just making the right read to be able to rip drive or whatever, I can get to my spots and be able to get a foul call. I don't feel like I try to like overly force, try to like do all extra stuff to get a foul. I probably just do the regular, go up, try to finish at the rim. And most likely I'm finishing at the highest level I can. So I feel like as long as I be able to do that and I won't be looking for a foul calls will come.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, all the experience that you're having right now. I think you were in Utah last night. Are you in Houston right now?
No, sir. Still in Utah.
Okay, you're still in Utah. All right. So you've been bouncing around, you know, you started workouts. What has this experience been like, getting to work out for teams, traveling, you know, kind of, you know, experiencing something new in every city?
Man, this experience has been great, man. I'm not gonna lie. Every place I done went right now been so, like, they just been good energy, good people. They just want what's best for you and really try to keep helping you on what you need to do, the right things, like fit into your game, fit it to your style. Cause in NBA you have roles, and you'll need to fit into that role. So stay true to yourself. I just been learning how to just communicate with guys better, being able to know what people like to do on the court and really learn from that. Cause I know sometimes I probably won't be in a position where I have the ball, but I could still have to read off a guard or be able to crash and get rebounds and just be able to keep it myself. But mainly they just been allowing me to just learn and be myself and just keep developing the right way.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. Now, when have you been like locked in on like the NBA playoffs at all? Like, obviously different level of intensity from the regular season. And have you seen anybody, you know, either in the NBA league wide where you're like, you're watching them and you're like, okay, like I can take something from his game and implement it into mine. Like I can play a role like him. Like, who are the guys that you like watching?
The guys I like watching, I say I watch Stephon Castle, cause he just know how to play defense the right way. Yeah. And he take the right kind of shots. He just, real selective on the shots he take, and obviously he playing with a guy like Wimby, but I'm still like on the defense, man, he do the same thing and just be able to cause an impact on defensive end and just get the team going. I'd say Jaden McDaniels, just because he want to be better on defense and want to be able to guard the other team's best players and limit them to certain type of percentages, certain type of shots. And yeah, I've been seeing them two in the playoffs for sure. And early on, it was Josh Hart, because Josh Hart just liked to play with grit. And he liked to go get offensive rebounds and just try to get teammates second chance of shots and be able to cause an impact like that.
Yeah, Josh Hart's a great call out, like especially specifically with your game. Like obviously Jaden McDaniels a little bit taller, right? I mean, a dog, sir. Right? You know, backed up his words, you know, he talked a little bit and backed it up. But yeah, Josh Hart, like with the rebounding, the hustle, the defense, the motor, he could play make a little bit, right? Like, he makes open threes. I like that call out a lot. What's the kind of feedback, the things that you're hearing from teams, you know, when you're there with them?
Just keep being a dog for real. That's really what I've been hearing. Just keep being myself, keep being a dog, and just keep playing with energy. Anything else can make up for it, but you, as long as you come out here and play with energy, give you all every day, every time you step on the court, you can always become better. And I just feel like I've been entering them as like giving my all, playing hard on defense. Being able to guard guys who are great and who are in the same position I am, like who are in the same, who got the same opportunity as me, and just trying to show that I can, and I could just be with the best of the best. And I feel like I've been doing a great job of just trying to be able to talk more, communicate more, and just try to figure out the lingo for real, and just be able to connect on that. Why being able to be myself and just have energy and be a dog for real.
Yeah, it's each team, you know, there are obviously some overlap, but they all have their own lingo. Is that hard to pick up?
I mean, I just don't know. Like sometimes it's kind of like the same words we use in college, but it's just a different word and it really mean the same thing. So some of the words I catch on fast, but some of the words just be like, I still probably say something that we say because I'm just not used to that. But yeah. I mean, it's still the same thing. It's just a different way of saying it for real. So yeah. I'm just trying to keep up with that.
For sure. I mean, you've had to prove yourself at every level, right? Like to get where you're at. Do you think that chip on your shoulder that you carry with you would ever go away?
Nah. No, sir. I don't think it'll never go away. I don't think... I've been at the bottom. I made it out of certain circumstances some people have been gave up on. I feel like I just stuck with the people who was around me, stuck with the great people that came into my life, and just been able to succeed ever since. I feel like at LSUA, Coach Demo, and Coach Dwayne Harmison, them, they just wanted a lot out of me, and I just and they believed me. We was in the gym every day after games, and I just feel like having that chip on my shoulder for that, and just coming from where I came from, man, I just say that's just really what I don't think that chip ever leave, bro. I just want it all. Like I'm just destined for it, and I just want to work for it for real.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's correct in that. Like, you never get anywhere by yourself, right? Like, you know, there are people who help you along that journey. So shouting them out, you know, well deserved. Now, why do you hoop? You know, what is your why? Why do you wake up every day and put in all of this work and fight this battle and go from, you know, NAIA to where you're at now? Like, what gets you going in the morning?
Yes, sir. I said my mom get me going in the morning. Single mom, single household. She get me going every day. I got to get up and do it for her. My papa, who passed from cancer, and my homeboy who died. His name was D. But I said I just do it for them. And every day, I feel like if I can get up and do it for them, it'll just add an extra. It'll add an extra motor to me, and just to always believe in myself. And just never get away from that. And I always want to just do it for them. The energy that they lost, I just want to gain that and be able to put it out and put it into display.
So, you know, a couple more before we get you out of here. You know, one of the segments that, you know, I do on the show is called Sell Me This Pen, which is basically an elevator pitch, quick 30-second pitch that if nobody has seen a player play before, you know, we can use to quickly talk about them. So you're going to be, you already have, you know, spoken with NBA teams. You're going to continue to do so. So when they're sitting across from you and the NBA is a business and they say, why should we invest in you? Why should an NBA team invest in you?
I could say I'm coming every day to work. I'm bringing energy every day. I'm coming to be the best version of myself every day. I'm going to pick up the team in any way possible, even if that's just talking. I'm going to come in and make people laugh, have great days, and just want to be able to continue to do it and just try to get well connected with guys wherever it's at. I say that as long as I'm being myself, because I got high energy, I can say that. And listening to the coaches, listening to the people around who could be able to get me far. I say that as long as I come in with that chip on my shoulder and want to work every day, listen, be the great version of myself, and just be respectful to anybody, whoever watching, whoever coming in. I say just doing that and just always having the will to want to work. So just work every day. It don't matter what circumstances, and just be there for my team.
All right, last one. What do you want people who haven't seen you play yet to know about you?
He go. You gotta watch him every second. Every second you gotta watch him. He's not. He might be like a little. You might think my height is a discomfort, but don't take that as lightly. You gotta be able to watch me every time. Because I'm bringing it every single play, every single rep. So I'm go get out there every time I step on the floor. I'm going to bring it. And either you're going to try to stop it or it's just going to make you look bad. I'm not going to lie.
I love it, man. I love it. I love the confidence. It's well deserved, well earned. Man, I appreciate you joining me today. You know, I really enjoyed this conversation. I can't wait to watch you through the rest of your journey, through this pre-draft process and beyond. You know, hopefully I'll see you in Chicago next week. So yes, appreciate your time, man. And, you know, thank you for chopping it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Corey.